हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करम् ओम् शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः So Adishankar Gurupada's greatest contribution to the world is in the form of his bhashyams to Prasthanatrayam. So his bhashyam, Shankara bhashyam of Bhagavad Gita, Shankara bhashyam of Upanishads, and the Shankara bhashyam of Brahma Sutras is his greatest contribution. Apart from that, he also wrote many stotrams. Exactly 65 stotrams he has composed on different devatas. Even though he re-established the vision of non-duality, which was already there timelessly as the subject matter of Vedanta Shastram, he encouraged the devotion. Bhaktihi, it involves dvaitam, duality. Ultimately, to prepare one's mind for advaita jnanam, the vision of non-duality of the reality. There are so many stotrams are there where their prayers are presented. And some stotrams are, even though they're called, known as stotrams, they're all Vedantic treatises. Like Prakrana Granthas. Of course, he also wrote many Prakrana Granthas such as Viveka Chudamani, the huge texts covering the entire subject matter of the Vedanta in his own words and beautifully, systematically involving all the structure that is presented in the Vedanta. Apart from them, the stotrams he has written, where the prayers are emphasized. There are stotrams which have the profound Vedantic vision. And one such stotram is Dakshinamurti Stotram. And he especially we invoke the grace of Dakshinamurti here, not as a form of prayer, but seeing Dakshinamurti being our own Swarupam. Seeing Dakshinamurti being the Swarupam of everything. So Dakshinamurti is a name attributed to the reality in the form of Ishvara. As the source of all knowledge, as the first and the foremost of the teaching tradition, the lineage of teachers, Adi Guruhu Dakshinamurti. When Bhagavan is looked upon as the source of everything, the first and the foremost of everything. Naturally, Dakshinamurti is the first and the foremost of the teaching lineage of teachers also. Therefore, here Dakshinamurti Stotram, I thought we'll start this time. Here, there are two words involved in that Dakshinamurti. Dakshinamurti, if we take, what are the two words? Please don't disappear. Show your face if possible. So, even if you know already what is being taught, so here Dakshinaha cha asau amurtihi cha. Dakshinaha cha asau amurtischa Dakshinamurtihi. Dakshinaha means, see the word Dakshina is different. Dakshina means what is given as a gift to the teacher. Or a priest who comes and does performs the puja. That is Dakshina. But here, Dakshinaha means Dakshaha. Dakshaha or Dakshinaha means the one who is capable. One who is proficient, one who is expert, one who is of the expertise, is called Dakshinaha. And Amurtihi means the one who is essentially of the nature of formlessness. Murtihi means form, Amurtihi means formless. So here, Bhagavan Dakshinamurtihi is of the nature of formlessness because Dakshinamurtihi is essentially of the nature of pure consciousness. What is the Swarupam of the Lord, the Whole? The Swarupam of the Lord, the Whole is consciousness, the source of all knowledge. So being the source of all knowledge is of the nature of formlessness, Amurtihi. And being the source of all knowledge, we say the capacity on the part of any teacher communicating any subject matter is because of the blessing of Dakshinamurtihi in the form of consciousness as the Swarupam of the teacher. In fact, Bhagavan in the form of pure knowledge is there as the Swarupam of essential nature of every individual jiva. Just as water is the essential nature Swarupam of every wave, just as the Swarupam of the illuminator is the very light, the truth, the reality, the Swarupam of every individual knower is none other than this one and the same only consciousness. Every individual human mind is a knower. There is knower obtaining in every individual mind. But the Swarupam of that knower is one and the same. Just as water is the only truth of all the waves, just as the illuminator of all the opaque things is one and the only light, similarly, the knower obtaining in every individual mind is another than Dakshinamurti Bhagavan, the consciousness, which is the Swarupam of the Lord. Therefore, Dakshinamurti, who is of the nature of consciousness, is there as the Swarupam of the knower obtaining in every mind. And it is because of this, the Swarupam of the Lord, consciousness, obtaining as the essential nature of every individual, whoever plays a role, is playing a role of a teacher, is capable of communicating, is endowed with the expertise of teaching only because of the Swarupam of the Lord obtaining in the form of pure consciousness. Therefore, if you see, every teacher is essentially Dakshinamurtihi. Every individual is Dakshinamurtihi. Every student is Dakshinamurtihi essentially. Like every wave is ocean, every being here is Dakshinamurti only essentially. But here we specifically see the capacity on the part of any teacher is purely because of the manifestation of knowledge, which is Dakshinamurti. Therefore, who is the absolute teacher? The teacher of all teachers. The one because of whose presence the teacher role is possible is said to be the one who is of the expertise of teaching. Therefore, Dakshinamurtihi means the one who is of the nature of formless reality, or who is in the formless reality, essentially, at the same time, who is in the form of the expertise in teaching, obtaining in any teacher. Of all the teachers of the parampara, who is there always essentially as the expertise of teaching? is Dakshinamurti. Therefore, he is said to be the Adi Guruhu, first and the foremost of the teachers. With this understanding, let us read this stotram. Okay, first, we have some dhyana shlokas. Let us cover those dhyana shlokas first. And I request all of you to make it a point to memorize these verses. Maunavyakhya prakatita parabrahma tattvam yuvanam. Maunavyakhya prakatita parabrahma tattvam yuvanam. Varshishthante vasad rishi ganairavritam brahmanishthaihi. Varshishthante vasad rishi ganairavritam brahmanishthaihi. Acharyendram karakalita chinmudramanandarupam. Acharyendram karakalita chinmudramanandarupam. Swatma ramam mudita vadanam dakshinamurtimide. Swatma ramam mudita vadanam dakshinamurtimide. So this Dakshinamurti, if you happen to visit our Indian temples in London or in India or any part of the world, if it happens to be Shiva temple or Murugan temple, definitely you can see Dakshinamurti being installed facing the southern direction. Because the south stands for Lord Yama, death. And Dakshinamurtihi face is sitting facing the south, which means Dakshinamurtihi, the Lord, who is of the nature of consciousness and in whose presence time factor also exists. And therefore, the Bhagavan, who is of the nature of knowledge, is free from time limitation. So, by whose grace, if a person gets knowledge of one's own Swarupam, then one can escape the, one can free oneself from fear of death, bondage of death. So in front of time, knowledge, time cannot exist. I mean, which one, what does it mean? Time, now reality is free from time limitation. That's why Dakshinamurti is always sitting facing the southern direction, which symbolizes such time factor. And he's always in the north. Now the northern side of the area, wherever it is situated. So Dakshina means southern direction. Murtihi means form. The one whose form is installed facing the south direction is also called Dakshinamurtihi. Now here, this Aham Dakshinamurtim Ide. I worship Lord Dakshinamurti. Ye day is Atmanepadam, you know, Aham Vande, Aham Ye day, I worship Dakshinamurti. And who, which Dakshinamurti do I worship, do I bow to? Here there's a description of Dakshinamurti here. But understand the literal meaning of the words first. The actual Shankara Bhagavatpada's actual work begins from Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari. From there alone, Dakshinamurti Stotram begins. But somehow in Sampradaya, they have given some verses from elsewhere. They are not part of Adi Shankaracharya's work. But they have been, they also teach this Dhyana Shlokas. Why? Because always before understanding the abstract form of Dakshinamurti, It's going to be really an abstract knowledge. But before that, we are expected to do some saguna upasanam also. It's a nice way of seeing, but just for the mind to settle, to see Dakshinamurti, who alone is in the form of the whole. Seeing the whole manifestation of Bhagavan, Dakshinamurti, then the swarupam of the whole is there as swarupam of one's own self. That is the abstract wisdom, vision. That is going to be seen in Shankaracharya's original work. Before that, we do this, these verses known as Dhyana Shlokas. So Dhyanam is for you to visualize that Dakshinamurti first. Who is this Dakshinamurti I bow to? Mauna Vyakhya Prakatita Parabrahma Tattvam is the first adjective of the word Dakshinamurti. Mauna Vyakhya Prakatita Parabrahma Tattvam Dakshinamurtim Ide. Then Yuvanam Dakshinamurtim Ide. Varshishtante Vasad Rishiganehi Brahmanishtehi Avrutam Dakshinamurtim Ide. Acharyendram Dakshinamurtim Ide. Kara Kalita Chinmudram Dakshinamurtim Ide. Anandarupam Dakshinamurtim Ide. Swatma Ramam Dakshinamurtim Ide. Mudita Vadanam Dakshinamurtim Ide. So many adjectives. Every word describes Dakshinamurti, whom I worship, I bow to. First is, as an Adi Guru, he is the teacher. But he is teaching, he is communicating what Brahma Tattvam. Brahma Tattvam, the truth, the reality. Brahma Tattvam, the reality implied by the term Brahma. The absolute reality implied by the term Brahma. The reality of the entire cosmos. The truth, Tattvam, that is implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of bigness, limitlessness, is Brahma Tattvam. So Dakshinamurti is Adi Guru who communicates this Brahma Vidya, Brahma Tattvam. How does Dakshinamurti communicate Brahma Vidya? Not by talking, because Mauna Vyakhya Prakatita, the one by whom Brahma Vidya, Brahma Tattvam is communicated, the one by whom alone Brahma Vidya, Brahma Tattvam is communicated, revealed, Prakatita, revealed. Revealed through silence. Vyakhyanam means exponents. The unfoldment. Vyakhyanam, explanation. Interpretation. Exponents. Expounding. Mauna Vyakhyanena Prakatayati. Mauna Vyakhyanena Prakatitam. Brahmatattvam Yena. The one by whom Brahmatattvam, the reality of the universe, is revealed through silence, is known as Mauna Vyakhya Prakatita Brahma Tattvaha. So how is it possible for Dakshinamurti to communicate Brahma Vidya? How is it possible for Dakshinamurti to reveal Brahma Vidya through silence? Because Dakshinamurti is of the nature of consciousness. And consciousness is of the nature of silence. Consciousness is the source of all knowledge, including the knowledge of consciousness. Therefore, Dakshinam, without the presence of Bhagavan in the form of pure knowledge, a source of all knowledge, no teacher can communicate. Dakshinamurti absolutely is not the communicator. But there cannot be a teacher, communicator, speaker, revealer without the blessing of Dakshinamurti. Therefore, Dakshinamurti alone, even though Dakshinamurti is essentially of the nature of knowledge, of the nature of silence, any sound, any noise, any expression, any communication, any speaking, any revealing is possible only because of the blessing of Dakshinamurti in the form of source of all knowledge. Therefore, ultimate communicator of the teaching is Dakshinamurti. And that's why without speaking, he speaks through all the teachers. Dakshinamurti himself is not speaking anything because Dakshinamurti is a source of all knowledge, without whose presence no knowledge is possible, no communication knowledge is possible, no teacher role is possible. Therefore, Dakshinamurti is who now is the source of all knowledge, because of whose presence communication is possible. Therefore, he said to be what? Absolute teacher of Brahma Vidya. Not only Brahma Vidya, any knowledge of any teacher of any knowledge is a teacher because of blessing of Dakshinamurti, and especially Brahma Vidya. Therefore, Mauna Vyakhya Prakatita Parabrahma Tattvaha means Dakshinamurti is the one by whom Brahma Vidya, knowledge of reality, is revealed, communicated through silence. Mauna Vyakhya Prakatita Parabrahma Tattvaha. Mauna Vyakhya Prakatita Parabrahma Tattvam Dakshinamurtim Aham Ide. That's the meaning. How did it take the compound? Mauna Vyakhyanena Prakatitam Brahma Tattvam Yena Saha Mauna Vyakhya Prakatita Parabrahma Tattvaha. Tam Mauna Vyakhya Prakatita Parabrahma Tattvam Aham Ide. Yuvanam. Yuvanam. Yuvanaha means a young person. Yuva. Young. Dakshinamurti, Bhagavan is ever young. Bhagavan is of the nature of changelessness. Bhagavan being the source of all knowledge, all pervasiveness, is ever of the nature of changelessness. Therefore, the changelessness being the nature of Bhagavan as the reality is meant here as ever young. Dakshinamurti, who is personified also, is a ever young Dakshinamurti, ever young, being changeless, ever young. To get old, anything must undergo change. Shad bhava vikaraha must happen. Here no bhava vikaraha, no change is possible. Therefore, ever young. Yuvanaha. So I bow to Dakshinamurti, who is ever of the nature of changelessness, therefore ever young. And this Dakshinamurti, he is always avrutaha. I'm moving on to second line. Avrutaha is also what? Vrunoti, avrunoti. Avruta is a participle. Avrutam, surrounded. Vrunoti, avrunoti, surrounds. Avrutam, surrounded. The Dakshinamurti is always surrounded by whom? He says, Brahmanishtaihi. Brahmanishtaihi avrutam, avrutaha Dakshinamurtihi. One who is ever surrounded by Brahmanishtaha. Brahmanishtaha means those who remain steadfast in the vision of reality. those who remain steadfast in the vision of reality. Means the wise people, jnanis, are said to be brahmanishtaha. Brahmani nishtha yesham te brahmanishtaha. Brahmani nishtha yasya saha brahmanishtaha. Parambalil aalindavar is called brahmanishtaha. The one who remains steadfast in the vision of reality means you're wise people, brahmanishtaha. Brahmanishtehi avritam, avritaha dakshinamurtihi. And who are they here? Here, rishiganaha. These brahmanishtas, not only the wise people, they also group of rishis. Group of rishis. Rishiganaha. So, rishiganaihi brahmanishtehi avritaha. He is surrounded by brahmanishtas. And also, who are a group of rishis. Groups of rishis. Rishi Ganaihi, not one group, many groups. Rishi Ganaihi, Brahmanishtaihi, Rishi Ganaihi, Avritaha. One who is surrounded by many groups of rishis who have steadfast in the vision of reality. Okay. And how old are they? He is a young guru, but surrounded by many old people who are living in the late age. Varshishtha. Ante vasad rishiganaha. The groups of rishis who are wise people, who have the vision of reality, but who are living, vasad means what? Vasantaha, living. Varshishta ante, living in their old age. Varshishta means what? Oldest. Ante, adi, who are living the old in their oldest age. He is surrounded by rishi, groups of rishis who are steadfast in the vision of reality, living in their oldest age. Varshishta. Varshiyaha old. Varshiyan older. Varshishta oldest. Oldest in their age. Varshishta ante vasat rishiganaihi brahmanishtaihi avritam avritaha dakshinamurtihi tam aham ide. So I worship dakshinamurtihi, who is surrounded by people of vision who are rishis, who are living in their oldest age. Which means Bhagavan is ever of the nature of changelessness, therefore ever young. But the people who make efforts and then who discover Bhagavan always become very mature in their old age. Become very mature, supposed to become mature at least in the old age, okay? Even if you are not young. So that's why the people who attain the knowledge of Bhagavan Swarupam always become very old. Supposed to be, okay? Mature individuals. Immature people cannot discover Bhagavan. Maturity implies what? Maturity implies mental purification, mental steadiness, mainly vivekaha, mainly vairagyam. Without viveka vairagyam, jnanam is impossible. For a person to have vairagyam, see, jnanam presupposes vairagyam, dispassion. See, knowledge of the reality presupposes vairagyam, dispassion. Dispassion presupposes vivekaha, discriminative understanding. It's a growth, no? Understanding of limitations of everything in the world. That is very important. And that viveka presupposes living one's life properly for a long time. So without having lived one's life for a long time, you know, as a young person, not having any experience, what can a person learn about the limitations of the world? Therefore, the maturity being important for jnanam is implied in this line, indirectly revealed in this line. Only people who have lived a life of karma yoga or worshipful, prayerful life, religious, followed religious discipline strictly, those people in due course of time become mature. Mature means they have viveka, discriminative understanding of the limitations. thereby they have vairagyam, adequate dispassion towards everything else. Which means they also understand the value of knowledge. They become committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Then they attain jnanam. It always somehow happens for the old people. Therefore, it is always mentioned, and here especially we are talking about the wise people. That is why young guru is surrounded by old disciples. Okay. Now, Varshishtante Vasad Rishiganehi Brahmanishtaihi Avritam Avritaha Dakshinamurtihi. Third line. Acharyendraha. Indraha means Lord. Indraha means Devata. So here, Acharya Indraha means the Lord of all teachers. Acharyanam Indraha, Acharyendraha. The Lord of everything is the Lord of teachers. Again, the word Acharya is a very important word. Why a teacher is called Acharya? We have so many words for teacher. Sikshakaha, Adhyapakaha, Upadhyayaha, Pradhyapakaha, Acharya, Guruhu. So many words. And in India, it is possible. Teacher is called Sikshakaha, one who punishes also when the student misbehaves. Okay, he can have a stick and beat also, which is not allowed in the UK and other countries. Okay, when I was young, my teacher had a stick. When I was in second standard, third standard, but my teacher never beat me, but always they have a stick. And then only then we all sit quietly. They don't really beat us. Holding a stick means we sit quietly. But that is a different thing. What I'm saying, here Acharya means the one who swayam acharati, anyan achare sthapayati, acharayati iti acharya. One who himself follows the disciplines, what he teaches strictly, acharati, swayam acharati, one who maintains, one who follows everything himself. Anyan achare sthapayati, makes others also in the same track of following disciplines. By setting an example, he himself following as a role model. Thereby makes others follow the disciplines, the teachings. And he is called Acharya. Beautiful meaning. And all the teachers of subject matter of the Shastra are supposed to be Acharya. And who is Dakshinamurti? The one whose presence enables every teacher play the role of being a teacher. Therefore, he is called Acharyendraha, the Lord of all teachers. Acharyendram. Next. Karakalita Chinmudra Roop. Chinmudraha. Karakalita Chinmudraha Dakshinamurtihi. Chinmudra Kare Kalita Yasya. Yasya Kare Chinmudra Kalita. Saha Karakalita Chinmudraha. The one who has the Chinmudra in his hand is called Chinmudraha. Chinmudra in his hand means what? One who reveals the sign of Chinmudra through his hand. He does not hold Chinmudra separately from his fingers. He is showing the Chinmudra through his fingers. Okay, one who shows the Chinmudra through his fingers in his hand. He is called Karakalita Chinmudraha. What is Chinmudra? This also I told you before. I don't know whether you can see me like this. If you bring your index finger and thumb together, form a circle and keep three fingers together. This is called Chinmudra. Can you all see me? This is called Chinmudra. So here, Chit means knowledge. Chit means consciousness. Mudra means a sign. A sign revealing the oneness of reality. Non-duality of reality is called Chinmudra. How do you understand? See, if you keep like this separately, as long as a person is ignorant of one's own Swarupam, one isolates oneself, one sees oneself being oneself being separate from Bhagavan, one sees Bhagavan being separate from oneself. In ignorance, a person sees Bhagavan as one who's away from oneself. Then this is the ignorance. It's a sign of ignorance. And what is sign of knowledge? This is sign of knowledge. This index finger stands for the individual jiva. The manifest consciousness obtaining in every mind. The manifestation of consciousness obtaining in every individual mind is given the jiva qualification. Okay? Jiva is a qualification attributed to every individual, attributed to consciousness obtaining in every mind. So this finger, index finger stands for jiva. And this finger stands for paramatma. Jivatma, paramatma. And these three fingers stand for body, mind, sense complex. Body, mind, sense complex. The entire anatma. This finger stands for Atma, three fingers stand for Anatma, this stands for Paramatma. As long as one is ignorant of oneself, helplessly one has identity with the Anatma, body, mind, sense complex. When a person has wrong identity with the Anatma, body, mind, sense complex, one sees oneself being isolated, separated, alienated from the total, the Bhagavan. Then in the wake of the knowledge of oneself being Brahma, when a person attains jnanam, he naturally understands the fact of oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan, the whole. Seeing oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan, the whole, in the wake of knowledge of one's own Swarupam being Brahma, is indicated by, revealed by this Chinmudra. In Jnanam, in fact, you are whether in Jnanam and Ajnanam, in ignorance and knowledge, you are always non-separate from Bhagavan. You are always non-separate from Bhagavan. Bhagavan is always non-separate from you. Bhagavan is not separate from anything here, everything here. But still, as long as ignorance is, we fail to see the fact of everything being non-different from Bhagavan, Bhagavan being non-separate from us. We fail to see that fact because ignorance of the Swarupam veils that fact. Whereas in Jnanam, that veil is removed. Therefore, we are able to see the fact of Bhagavan being non-separate from everything. Everything being non-different from Bhagavan. This is the knowledge. So, this circle here shows the oneness, non-duality, inseparability of the creator from the creation. The oneness of non-duality of the reality is revealed by this Chinmudra. And Dakshinamurti, as a teacher, is also personified having this Chinmudra, showing this Chinmudra in his, through his fingers in hand. Where he is called Chinmudraha. Chinmudram Dakshinamurtim Aham Ide. Now Chinmudraha. Ananda Rupaha. Karakalita Chinmudram Anandarupam Anandarupam Anandarupaha Dakshinamurtihi. All the words are in apposition. It means all the words are adjectives. All the words are in objective case because they agree with the noun in gender, case form and number. Singular, second case, masculine gender words. Anandarupaha. Anandam rupam yasya saha anandarupaha. what form, what is the nature of Dakshinamurti? What is the form of Dakshinamurti? He is of the form of consciousness, essentially, okay? And he is of the, essentially, he is of the form of consciousness. Therefore, he is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, he is of the nature of fullness. Ananda Rupaha, happiness, fullness, limitlessness is the nature of Dakshinamurti, because whose nature is essentially consciousness. Ananda Rupaha, one who is of the nature of happiness, fullness, which means reality is ever free from unhappiness. Reality is ever free from unhappiness, sorrow, grief. Why? Because reality is of the nature of happiness. In fact, being happy means not being unhappy is being happy. Not being unhappy is being happy. So, Dakshinamurti is ever of the nature of happiness. Ananda Rupaha. Okay. Maunavyakhya prakatita parabrahma tattvam yuvanam varshishthanteva sadrishi ganairavrutam brahmanishthaihi Acharyendram karakalita chinmudramanandarupam Swatmaramam muditavadanam Dakshinamurtimide Swatmaramam. Who is Dakshinamurti? Swatmaramaha. Swatmani ramate iti Swatmaramaha. One who revels in one's own self. Bhagavan Swarupam being the reality, other than Bhagavan, second thing being not here, Bhagavan cannot revel in anything else. Reveling in one's own self is the only way for Bhagavan. Why? To revel in something else, Bhagavan does not have another second thing. This is a secret. Why should Bhagavan revel in one's own self? There is no second thing other than Bhagavan. Therefore, where can Bhagavan revel? Bhagavan but helplessly revels in one's own self. Choicelessly revels in one's own self because there is no second thing other than Bhagavan. Swatme ramate iti swatma ramaha. Tannil telekkindra parambarul. Swatma ramaha. Swatma ramam dakshinamurtim ide. Then mudita vadanaha. See, it's a beautiful phrase. I love the way Swamiji explained. It is very green in my mind. Mudita muditam vadanam yasya. Sorry, mudita vadanaha. Vadanam means face. Vadanam means mouth. Because why vadanam? That through which words become expressed. Therefore, it's called vadanam. Anena vadati iti vadanam. That through which you speak. That's why mouth is called vadanam. And this vadanam has a mouth has what? Definitely we have lips. Mudita means delighted, rejoiced. Mudita vadanaha means the one whose cheerfulness is expressed through his lips, mouth. Smile. One who has smile on his face is called mudita vadanaha. One whose mouth or one whose lips reveal his cheerfulness. In terms of smile, is called mudita vadanaha. That's why you can see any temple, Dakshinamurti form must have a beautiful smile. Anywhere Dakshinamurti's murti is, I mean that person sculptor has not done his job well. Okay, Dakshinamurti must always look with a smiling face. Mudita vadanaha, mudita vadanam is Dakshinamurti. So I worship this Dakshinamurti. If you want, you can see the Adinji has put somewhere in our website our Dakshinamurti huge form is there. Well decorated form on a special day. You can go there and take that wide, that zoom that picture and see how the face looks. Okay, this is only a symbol of Dakshinamurti, a personification of Dakshinamurti we have. Or if you happen to go to, until you are not allowed now to go, or if you can go to Sri Eastam temple or Shiva temple in Lewisham, you can see Dakshinamurti sitting there facing southern direction. You can see there. Okay, first verse is over. Let us see the verse, first verse. Maunavyakhya prakatita parabrahma tattvam yuvanam Shishthante vasadrishi ganairavratam brahmanishthaihi Acharyendram karakalita chinmudramanandarupam Svatma ramam muditavadanam dakshinamurtimide. I want all of you to memorize these verses before you come to next class. Okay, homework. Next, homework, lot of homework. You never had a teacher who gave you homework like this, no? Vata vita pisami pe bhumi bhage nishannam. Vata vita pisami pe bhumi bhage nishannam. Sakal Sakala muni jananam jnana dataramarat. Sakala muni jananam jnana dataramarat. Tribhuvana guru misham dakshinamurti devam. Tribhuvana guru misham dakshinamurti devam. Janana marana duk Kacheda daksham namami. Janana marana dukkacheda daksham namami. Vata vita pisami pe bhumi bhage nishannam. Sakalamuni jananam jnana dataramarat. Tribhuvana guru misham dakshinamurti devam. Janana marana dukkha cheda daksham namami. So here, namami, we take first here, namami is the verb. Namami again, I bow, vanangahiren, I bow. So whom do I bow to? Dakshinamurti, we understood. But here we have Dakshinamurti Devam. The third line, next word, if you see, Dakshinamurti Devam Namami. I bow to the Lord Dakshinamurti. Dakshinamurti Devam Namami. Okay. And who is this Dakshinamurti? First, it is said, we are seeing the personification of Dakshinamurti being seated, okay, under the banyan tree. So we see Vata Vitapi Samipe. Vitapihi means tree. Vata means banyan. Vata Vitapihi means banyan tree. Vata vitapi samipe, near the banyan tree, not on the tree like monkeys, okay, but samipe, near the banyan tree, Dakshinamurti is sitting. Nishannaha, seated. Bhagavan is, Dakshinamurti is sitting. Where? Near the banyan tree. Where? Near means where? Bhumi bhage. Bhumi bhagaha, on the part of the earth, which means at the foot of the banyan tree, at the foot of the banyan tree, on the part of the earth near the banyan tree, at the foot of the banyan tree, okay, on the earth, the part of the earth, bhumi bhage, bhumihi earth, bhumi bhage, on the part of the earth, implying the foot of the banyan tree, nishannaha seated. So, vatavitapi samipe bhumi bhage nishannaha dakshinamurti devaha. Now, you already must have imagined vatavitapihi. You must have seen vatavitapi. And you must have seen the foot of the vatavitapi. There you must imagine dakshinamurti. If you don't have artificial dakshinamurti, I can ask Adaji to show. He has a beautiful dakshinamurti in his house. Okay. You have to see an artificial murti. That's a panchaloha vigraha he has. Okay. So, vatavitapi samipe bhuvibhage nishannaha. Then, sakala muni jananam jnanadata, jnanadataram dakshinamurti devam aham namami. And he is jnanadata. Data is a dhatru rukaranta shabdaha. Jnanasya data jnanadata. Or jnanam dadati iti jnanadata. Giver of knowledge. Jnanadataram, giver of knowledge. I bow to Dakshinamurti, the bestower of knowledge. Bestower of all knowledge, bestower of spiritual knowledge, the absolute wisdom, which alone will free us from bondage or samsara. Okay, that jnanam, who can give? Only Dakshinamurti can give. Therefore, Jnanadata means Dakshinamurti, I bow to Dakshinamurti, the bestower of spiritual wisdom, the absolute knowledge which alone will free us from bondage of samsara, death. Jnanadataram namami. But he gives jnanam to whom? Sakala muni jananam. For all people, for all saints. Sakalanam, muninam, jananam, jnanadata. Dakshinamurti is the only bestower of knowledge of all people, all saints and sages. Sakala muni jan, sakala all, muni saint, jana people. Best, the only bestower of knowledge of all people, saints, saints and saints. Or saintly people, or all people also. And arat. Sakala muni jananam jnanadataram. I'll come back to the word arat. Then, tribhuvana gurum. Tribhuvana guruhu. Tribhuvana guruhu. Tribhuvanam, three worlds. Bhagavan is the only guru in all three worlds. Bhagavan is the only guru. Only guru. Bhagavan is the only guru of all three worlds. Tribhuvana gurum. There's no second guru other than Dakshinamurti. There's no second guru other than Dakshinamurti. Means what? There's no guru other than Bhagavan. Guru is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not the guru, but there's no guru other than Bhagavan. Therefore, the only guru of all three worlds. Okay. Now, Tribhuvana Guruhu, Ishaha the Lord. Say, Ishaha the ruler. The ruler, the Lord. So I bow to the Dakshinamurtihi, the Lord, the ruler, and the only teacher of all three worlds. Okay, now, where is Bhagavan now? Arat. This Dakshinamurti, he has too many meanings for this word Arat. But one meaning is near, remaining near as one's own Swarupam. Arat also means quickly. remaining as the nearest self, one who immediately gives the knowledge of the self to all those people and saints. That's the meaning of Arath. Now, he is a guru of all three worlds. Okay. Ishaha Dakshinamurti Devaha. Now, one more adjective is there. Janana Marana Dukkha Cheda Dakshaha. Janana Marana Dukkha Cheda Dakshaha. You have to break the words. Dakshaha means expert. One who is of the expertise. One who is capable. Capable of what? Chedaha. Chedaha cutting. Chedanam cutting. Chedaha cut. One who is capable of cutting, removing. Removing what? Dukkham, sorrow. One who is capable of removing the sorrow. Sorrow caused by what? Caused by samsara, fraught with birth and death. Janana marana dukkha cheda dakshaha. Dakshinamurti, one who is of the expertise or the skill or capacity to remove, cut, destroy the sorrow of samsara fraught with birth and death. Jananam chedayati. Jananachedaha, maranachedaha, dukkachedaha. He removes birth, death, sorrow. He is capable of removing birth, death and sorrow. How? By being the guru of all three worlds. How? By remaining as the Swarupa, immediately bestowing knowledge of the self to all the people. Therefore, where is he sitting? He is sitting under the tree, at the foot of the tree, and the part of the earth. So I bow to the Dakshinamurtihi. So Vatavitapi Samipe Bhumibhage Nishannam Sakalamuni Jananam Jnanadataram Arat Tribhuvanamisham Dakshinamurti Devam Janana Marana Dukkha Cheda Daksham Dakshinamurti Devam Aham Namami. Is it clear? Okay. Vata Vita Pisami Pe Bhumi Bhage Nishannam Sakalamuni Jananam Jnana Dataramarat Tribhuvana Guru Misham Dakshinamurti Devam Janana Marana Dukkha Cheda Daksham Namami Chitram Vatataror Mule Vruddha Sishya Gurur Yuva Chitram Vatataror Mule Vruddha Sishya Gurur Yuva Gurostu Maunam Vyakhyanam Sishyastu Chinna Samshayaha Gurostu Maunam Vyakhyanam Sishyastu Chinna Samshayaha Chitram Vatataror Mule Vruddha Sishya Gurur Yuva Gurostu Maunam Vyakhyanam Sishyastu Chinna Samshaya. Here, there's a picture given here. Okay? The picture is given. What is this picture about? How Dakshinamurti is presented in the Puranas. See, Dakshinamurti is sitting there. He is a Yuva Guruhu. Yuva Guruhu, young guru. Young guruhu is sitting. Sishyaha Vriddaha, old disciples. Kidrushaha Sishyaha, Vriddaha Sishyaha. கீத்ருஷா குருஹு, யுவா குருஹு, யங் டீச்சர் சரௌண்டட் பை ஓல்ட் டிசைபிள்ஸ். தி சித்திரம் இட்ஸ் எ வண்டர் டு சீ வாட் இஸ் வேர். வடதரோஹோ மூலே, மூலம் ரூட், தருஹு ட்ரீ, வட பேனியன். சோ அட் தி ஃபுட் ஆஃப் தி பேனியன் ட்ரீ, அட் தி ஃபுட் ஆஃப் தி பேனியன் ட்ரீ, வடதரோஹோ மூலே, சிஷ்யாக விருத்தாக, குருஹு யுவா. ஓகே, திஸ் இஸ் ஹவ் தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி சிட்டிங். நவ் குருஹோ மௌனம் வியாக்கியானம், அந்த குருஸ் கம்யூனிகேஷன் இஸ் சைலன்ஸ். மௌனம் இஸ் தி சைலன்ஸ், சைலன்ஸ் இஸ் தி எக்ஸ்பிளனேஷன் கம்யூனிகேஷன் ஆஃப் த டீச்சர். வாட் இஸ் தி கம்யூனிகேஷன் ஆஃப் த டீச்சர்? குருஹோ மௌனம், மௌனம் குருஹோ வியாக்கியானம், silence is the communication of the teacher. Maunameva vyakhyanam guroho. Okay, now what is the condition of the students? Sishyaha tu chinna samshayaha, disciples are all free from doubts. There are disciples who are absolutely free from doubts. There's a teacher whose communication is, whose communication is, silence. Young teacher, old students, elderly disciples, sitting at the foot of, is a picture, okay, at the foot of banyan tree. So, sishyaha tu, where disciples are, chinna samshayaha. சம்சயா டவுட், சின்னஹா சம்சயா, அர் சின்னஹா சம்சயா ஏஷாம், தே சின்ன சம்சயா, நீங்கப்பெற்ற சந்தேகம் உடையவர்கள், சின்ன சம்சயா. ஓகே, தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் டவுட்ஸ், தீஸ் தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி, சச் அ பிக்சர். ஓகே, நிதயே சர்வ வித்யானாம், நிதயே சர்வ வித்யானாம், குரவே சாரி பிஷஜே பவரோகிணாம், நிதயே சர்வ வித்யானாம், பிஷஜே பவரோகிணாம், குரவே சர்வலோகானாம், தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே நமஹ. நிர்ம குரவே சர்வலோகானாம் தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே நமஹ. நிதயே சர்வ வித்யானாம் பிஷஜே பவரோகிணாம், குரவே சர்வலோகானாம் தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே நமஹ. நமஹ சல்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ். The first two verses, we had the verb, the first third verb there, the present tense verb. So we had Dakshinamurti in the objective case. And here we have the noun, Namaha, salutation, prostration to Dakshinamurti, salutations to Bhagavan Dakshinamurti, Dakshinamurtaye Namaha. Who is this Dakshinamurti? He said, சர்வலோகானாம் குரவே. சிம்பிள் வேர்ட்ஸ், வெரி 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 பேசிக் லாங்குவேஜ். சர்வலோகானாம் குருஹு தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி தஸ்மை குரவே, சர்வலோகானாம் குரவே நமஹ. சல்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ் அன்டு குரு தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி, லார்ட் தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி, த குரு, த அப்சல்யூட் அல்டிமேட் டீச்சர் ஆஃப் ஆல் த வேர்ல்ட்ஸ். விச் மீன்ஸ் எவ்ரி டீச்சர் ஹூஎவர் இஸ் டீச்சிங் there, it is Dakshinamurtihi there as a swarupam of the every teacher, but for whose presence teaching is not possible. There cannot be a teacher who plays the role of a teacher. Therefore, ultimately Dakshinamurti is the only teacher. But sarvalokanam guruhu, the only absolute teacher of all the worlds is Dakshinamurtihi. And he is this, as being a teacher of the Brahma Vidya, he is the medicine also. is the medicine. He is the medicine means what? He is the one who can give you the medicine in the form of knowledge. Samsara is the disease, and the one who can cure the disease of samsara by giving you the medicine of knowledge. Therefore, he is the doctor, Bishak. Bishak means doctor, Vaidyaha. Why Dakshinamurti is called Vaidyaha? The teacher is the doctor. How the teacher is the doctor? Teacher gives the medicine in the form of knowledge, and which cures the disease of mental confusion of Satyam Mithya. Okay, the whole samsara, you have reduced everything into two things. What is there is Satyam and Mithya. Okay, Mithya is as good as non-existent. So Mithya is not the cause of samsara. Satyam also is not the cause of samsara. Then what is the cause of samsara? Satyam Mithya confusion is the cause of samsara. Therefore, Dakshinamurti, Satyam cannot be cause of samsara. Definitely not. And Mithya, poor Mithya, which is dependent on Satyam for its existence, which is as good as non-existent, cannot be the cause of samsara. So the samsara, cause of samsara is Satyam Mithya confusion. Therefore, here, Dakshinamurti removes the disease. He is the curer of the disease of mental confusion, mental delusion, by blessing us with the medicine of knowledge. Therefore, he is the doctor, Bishak. And Bishajay is what? Fourth case of Bishak. Bishajay. So, salutations unto Bhagavan Dakshinamurti, who is the doctor for Bhavaroginam. Bhavaroginam is for people who are afflicted by the disease of samsara. Bhavaha means the life of samsara is called Bhavaha, becoming. Rogi means the diseased. So, he is the doctor of those who are afflicted by the disease of samsara. Bhavarogi. Okay. Those days in India, I remember when I was very young, they used to call TB as a Kshayaroga. And whoever had Kshayaroga was called Kshayarogi. Okay. Because TB was eating of the bones. So Kshayarogi. Now he, Bhagavan is Bhavarogi. Okay. Bhavaroginam Bishak. Doctor of those who are suffering from the disease of samsara. Bhavaha means samsara, life of becoming, life of transmigration. And there is the roga. And those who are suffering from the disease of samsara are said to be bhavarogis. So bhavaroginam, for those people who are suffering from the disease of samsara, he is the doctor. Unto him, unto the doctor of people who are the diseased people of samsara, my salutations. Okay. Bishajay Bhavaroginam. And he is Gurave Sarvalokanam. He is the only guru of all the worlds. Guru Nidhaye Sarvavidyanam. Nid Sarvavidyanam Nidhihi. He is the reservoir of all forms of knowledge. Nidhihi means collection, accumulation. Fund. It's called a Nidhi. Nidhaye. Unto him, the collective reservoir of all knowledge. Sarvavidyanam Nidhaye. Salutations unto Bhagavan Dakshinamurti. The only storehouse of all knowledge. The source of all knowledge. The doctor who cures the disease of people of samsara. Often with disease of samsara, the guru of all the worlds. Okay, this is the meaning of this verse. Nidhaye sarva vidyanam bhishaje bhavaroginam gurave sarva lokanam dakshinamurtaye namaha. Now you can see here, all the words are in apposition, means what? All the words are in keeping with the noun. Adjectives are in singular, dative case, masculine gender. Okay. Next verse. Om Namah Pranavarthaya Shuddha Jnanaika Murtaye. Om Namah Pranavarthaya Shuddha Jnanaika Murtaye. Nirmalaya Prashantaya Dakshinamurtaye Namaha. Om Namah Pranavarthaya Dakshinamurtaye Namaha. Again, Dakshinamurtaye Namaha. Salutations unto Bhagavan Dakshinamurtihi. Who is Dakshinamurtihi? Prashantaha, one who is of the nature of absolute peace. Prashantaha, absolutely peaceful. Because Bhagavan does not have his mind. Okay. So Bhagavan Shakti is in the form of all the minds. Therefore, remaining as the truth of all the disturbed minds, undisturbed minds, Bhagavan as the truth is free from all the minds. Therefore, Bhagavan is ever of the nature of absolute peace. Prashantaha. Then Nirmalaha. Bhagavan is ever of the nature of purity. Because Bhagavan, who is of the nature of reality, Sadvastu, is ever untainted, untouched by all the forms, names and functions which constitute the world, which enjoys its existence in the Swarupam of Bhagavan. The whole world can be reduced to what? Forms, names and functions. Non-substantial forms, names and functions. Bhagavan happens to be the only content of all the forms, names and functions. Bhagavan is not touched, tainted by any of the attributes belonging to the forms, names and functions. Therefore, Bhagavan is absolutely of the nature of purity. Punyam, papam is not there for Bhagavan. Results of actions are not there for Bhagavan. Punya papa, results, afflictions, pain and pleasure, pairs of opposites are not there for Bhagavan. Also, the emotion issues such as kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsara, etc. are all not there for Bhagavan. Bhagavan is absolutely of the nature of purity. Shuddha Jnana Ekamurtihi. Why Bhagavan does not have anything? He is Prashantaha Nirmalaha because Bhagavan is of the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Bhagavan is of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge. Therefore, Bhagavan is Shuddha, Nirmalaha, Prashantaha. Nirmalaha, Prashantaha. Shuddha Jnana means pure consciousness. Bhagavan is essentially of the pure consciousness, means which is free from all forms, names and functions. Bhagavan, who is in the form of the universe, whose form is universe, or whose form is all forms, the Bhagavan who is in the form of everything is essentially of the nature of formlessness. Therefore, he is of the pure consciousness which is free from all forms, names and functions. Shuddha Jnana Ekamurtihi. The only absolute form of Bhagavan is pure consciousness, pure knowledge. சுத்த ஞான சுத்தம் ஞானம் ஏகம் ஏகமேவ மூர்த்தி எஸ்ய ஏகம் சுத்தம் ஞானமேவ மூர்த்தி எஸ்ய த ஒன் ஹூஸ் essential form is nothing but only pure consciousness. சுத்த ஞான ஏகமூர்த்தி பிரணவார்த்தகா சல்யூஷன் தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி ஹூ இஸ் பிரணவார்த்தகா. சோ தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி இஸ் தி அபிதேயம் மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட் பிரணவஹா. வாட் இஸ் பிரணவஹா? ஓம் இஸ் தி வேர்ட். த மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட் இஸ் ஓம் இஸ் அபிதானம். தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி இஸ் அபிதேயா. பிரணவ அர்த்தம் மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட் பிரணவஹா. தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி இஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட் ஓம். யூ சே ஓம். We already have learned recently the meaning of the word Om in Taittiriya Upanishad class. So here Dakshinamurti Bhagavan is the meaning of the word Om, because Om is the sound symbol of the Lord the whole. You know why Pranavaha, meaning of the word Pranavaha, I taught you many times. Today I will tell you again because it is part of my class. Navaha means name. Pranavaha means a unique name. A name, any name is a word, okay, associated with its respective only meaning. Whereas one word cannot denote more than one object. Every word has its own corresponding meaning. Whereas Pranavaha is a unique name, a unique word, which stands for the entire universe of innumerable, countless forms, names and functions. Only word which can be used to denote every form in this universe. That is why pranavaha means prakarshena noyate anena iti pranavaha. That by which uniquely every object is denoted. That by which uniquely every object is denoted is said to be pranavaha. Prakarshena nuyate anena iti pranavaha. Okay. Here we know very well pranava artha, which means akaraha stands for the akaraha stands for, you take the word atma. Reality is the only atma. Reality is implied by the term atma. What is atma? Atma is a synonym of the word Brahma. Absolute reality is implied by the term Atma. And here Omkara stands for Atma. How? If we take, there is a Vishwaha and Virat. Vishwaha is an experiencer obtaining in the waking state is Vishwaha. Experienced world obtaining in the waking state is Virat. Vishwaha and Virat, experiencer and experienced world obtaining in the waking state together constitute one pada of Atma. One padam of Atma. So akara stands for that. Then ukaraha stands for the experiencer obtaining in the waking state, sorry, dream state, and the experienced world. So this experience is called taijasaha. Experienced world is called Hiranyagarbha. So Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha together constitute what? The entire subtle manifestation where experiencer experienced both are involved. This stands for, Ukara stands for the second pada of the Atma. Similarly, Makaraha stands for the word unmanifest universe. An experiencer of the unmanifest universe is who? Prajnyaha and Antaryamishwaraha. Prajnyaha and Antaryamishwaraha, the experiencer obtaining in the deep sleep state, and the unmanifest universe obtaining in the deep sleep state is called what? Antaryamishwaraha, the word, experiencer is called Prajnaha. So Prajnaha and Antaryamishwaraha together constitute what? Third Pada of the Atma, which is symbolized by Makaraha. And finally, the experiencer obtaining in all three states of experience, the experiencer of the gross universe, Virat, experiencer of the subtle universe, Prakiranyagarbha, experiencer of the unmanifest universe, Antaryamishwaraha, is actually one and the same. And that experiencer is like the fourth person, like the fourth person who is distinct from all three states of experience, is said to be what? Experiencer obtaining in all three states of experience, distinct from all three states of experience, is like the fourth person, is the Chaturtaha Padaha, Turiya Pada of the Atma. Turiya Pada means fourth, not the fourth. Turiya Pada means actually the nature of the Atma. Essential nature of the Atma is what? Consciousness. That consciousness is implied by the silence following Makaraha. Therefore, Omkaraha stands for Bhagavan in the form of the whole, the sound symbol of Bhagavan, the whole, which denotes everything in this universe. Therefore, it's a unique name of Bhagavan, indicating every form in this universe. Salutations unto Dakshinamurti, the meaning of the Pranavaha. This is the meaning. Om Namah Pranavarthaya Shuddha Jnanaika Murtaye Nirmalaya Prashanthaya Dakshinamurtaye Namaha. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.